Okay, Larry, it's time for the theme song.
Yeah, Bob. What do I do?
Let's see. I know, you play the guitar.
Bob, I don't have any hands.
Oh, you're right. Well, okay, well, you play this.
I don't want to play that. I'll look silly.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
It's for the kids.
Oh, okay. But they better not laugh.
All right. Better get on out there.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes up and down the produce aisle.
Have we got a show for you?
Magic Tales!
Broccoli, celery, gotta be
vegetables.
Lima beans, collard greens, peachy keen
vegetables.
Cauliflower, sweet and sour, half an hour
vegetables. There's never ever 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 been a show like vegetables. There's never ever 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 been a show like vegetables. It's time for
kids, I'm Bob the Tomato.
And I'm Junior Asparagus. Larry's on assignment.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Junior.
We're over here by QWERTY to talk about what we've learned today. And so what we have learned applies to our lives today.
What are you doing? We haven't learned anything yet.
Are you sure? Because I feel smarter already.
We haven't even started the show.
Well, if we're all done here, may I go?
Junior, what's going on? What's your hurry?
Hurry?
Yes, hurry.
Well, you see, my mom said she was going to make me cookies.
Oh, well, that's kind of her.
And she said it would be done after the show today. So I want to hurry up and be done.
Well, Junior, just because we finish the show sooner won't make cookies bake any quicker.
No?
No, you'll just have to be patient.
Patient?
Yeah, sometimes we just have to wait, even if the waiting isn't easy.
I don't get ya.
It's just like this letter we got from Samuel Knofziger from Cairo, Illinois.
Hi, Sammy.
Samuel writes, "Dear Bob and Larry, my dad promised to get me a bicycle when I turn 5. I'm only 4 and a half, but I can't wait. I want the bike now. What should I do? P.S. Please hurry with your answer."
Oh, I know just how you feel, Sammy. It's just like me and the cookies. I can practically taste those chocolate chips now. Oh, boy.
Junior, you're not helping.
Sorry.
Sammy, your question reminds me of a man in the Bible named Abraham to whom God promised something. And Abraham had to wait, just like you.
And I bet you have a story already, don't you?
Actually, not yet.
Not yet? But the kids, Bob, they're waiting.
Patience, Junior. It'll be done just in time. You'll see. Here, hold this.
What are we doing, Bob?
Oh, this is exciting, Junior. We're going to make a film ourselves.
About what?
We're going to interview Abraham and make a show.
Abraham? How are you going to do that?
Close your eyes and use your imagination.
Whoa, Bible times. You thought of everything.
Yep. We have a catering tent and a nurse's station and a film crew.
What are we waiting for? Let's go!
Okay, we're burning daylight here, people! Chop, chop!
The daylight is not all that is burning. It's too hot!
I am melting!
Junior, I'm the director.
No complaining, guys!
Trust me, when we're done with this, we'll have the best show ever.
I cannot wait.
Just have some patience.
Patience? He's fine.
Not really.
Not that kind of patience.
Take one!
Bob the Tomato here, and right now I'm in the middle of the desert.
Well, it is so hot!
And there is so much sand!
Where I'm about to get to the bottom of the amazing story of one of my personal heroes, Abraham, a man of incredible patience.
Where's the patient?
No, not that kind
Maybe
of...
Maybe we should skip this part and hurry up and find this Abraham guy. I have cookies waiting. Remember?
Whoa!
You look kind of red.
Hey,
do you have a fever?
I'm not the patient.
Come here, let me take your
I'm the director. I'm not
here.
Sick.
Come here.
They do!
Jean-Claude, move that light over. Mr. Abraham's nose is shiny. Could I get some makeup here?
Makeup! God bless you!
And that background, it looks a little bit too deserty. Philippe? Oh, beautiful. Okay, let's do this. Mr. Abraham, you are the father of a great nation. What is the secret to your leadership?
Well, frankly, I'm as...
Bob!
What happened?
We ran out of tape.
Well, get another. I brought plenty.
Actually, you're down to one, Bob.
One?
Uno. Just have to get through this kind of quickly then, huh? Hurry, hurry, hurry.
All right, everyone. Take three.
Take three!
I said, frankly, I'm as surprised as you.
Cut!
Take four!
As I said, frankly, I'm as surprised... So, these are spitting camels.
Cut, cut, cut. Very sorry, Mr. Abraham. I'm so embarrassed.
You are blushing.
I'm red.
That's what I said.
You are definitely a man of great patience.
Patience!
No, no, no! Patience, not patience.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Cookies waiting. Abraham interview. Take five.
Ow.
Sorry, moving right along.
All right, then. Back to your... story, Abe.
Well, to tell you the truth, Bob, it's all about hope and trusting that God is gonna do what he says he's gonna do. Even if it takes some time.
Well, hey!
Waiting is really hard.
Sure it is. But sometimes you gotta wait, even when the waiting ain't easy. You know, my name wasn't always Abraham. It used to be Abram. That was back when I was living the high life with my wife, Sarah, in the town of Ur.
Ur?
You are Ur.
We are Ur,
not Ur.
Something fun to do. Plenty of refreshments and loads of family. But when I say family, well, I mean my brothers and sisters. You see, Sarah and I had not been able to have any children of our own. And that's what we wanted, a child.
Here's your ball.
That's Harold.
Aunt Sarah, that's...
I think I'd make a good mommy.
This is Lot, Abraham's favorite nephew.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you kids! Oh, sure, I think maybe Abe and Sarah wanted kids. But sheeper like kids. Plus you can set pizzas on their backs like a little table. So, you know, extra awesome.
We love it in Ur, we love it in Ur. Hey, it's really, really nice in Ur.
And then one day, God spoke to me. He told me to leave my country, my father's home, for a land that he would show me. It was very surprising. This is very surprising. God said one day my children and my children's children would become a great nation, and he was going to bless me.
God bless you!
Finally, a child of our own! I can't wait!
Right arm, left arm, right foot, left foot, chin up, turn around, sit down! Whoa!
I sat on something sharp.
That's fantastic, Kyle. Moving right along here.
Yes, let's talk about... patience.
I was still young, 75, practically a seedling. But I was at peace and ready for the adventure ahead.
Peace! It was a mess. Packing. Change of address forms. Plus, I have to plan for a baby. He knew I preferred to live near my mother.
So, Sarah...
Are you sunburned?
I'm red.
That's what I said. You know, I've got an ointment for that. So, anyway, God said to go, but where? Abe says he didn't say. He didn't say? It's like making my insides all crazy, like a smoothie.
You know what I could go for right now? A smoothie. I love those.
Bob, we're running low on tape. Sir, could you make your answers a little more short and peppy?
But it didn't happen short and peppy.
Then just skip to the part where we learn about patience.
Patience!
Whoa!
As you were saying...
So we obeyed God, leaving our homeland of Ur immediately.
Lot tagged along, too.
We took a lot of sheep.
Lot took a lot of pizza.
A lot.
We finally arrived in Canaan.
Where life was good.
But still no children.
Then famine hit.
Lot ate all the pizza.
Lot, it was cheese in the crust. Hey, you kids!
So we decided to move again, this time to Egypt, to weather it out. And though we didn't have our own home...
And still did not have a child...
We were patient. It wasn't easy, but we waited for God's promise.
I spent time thinking about all the things I would do with my baby.
And I started thinking up names for him. Larry, Mo, Shemp.
God had made us a promise, and we had hope. When waiting got hard, it helped me to think about how wonderful it would be when we got our promise.
So that's how patience paid off. The end! Okay, let's go home, Bob. Cookies await!
Junior, what about the child they were waiting for?
The child?
We wanted a child? Haven't you been listening?
Sorry. Cookies on the brain.
Anyway... We were at the part when Abe Shepherds and Lot Shepherds started fighting.
Fighting? Yeah, you do not want to wear wool in the desert. It makes you grumpy.
You're daring me!
Lot and I love each other like brothers, but our shepherds... Well, that's another story. So, I allowed Lot to choose which direction he would go, and that land would belong to him, east or west.
I think I'm gonna go east.
And my dear nephew went his own way. My last bit of family left. That was a sad day.
But that's the time when God spoke to him again and reminded him of his promise.
God told me to look around, all around, east and west. He promised me that all the land would be mine and that my descendants would outnumber the sand. But I can't count the sand!
I think that's the idea, honey.
It was a wonderful promise, And then, right when we thought our answer was about to arrive, war broke out!
You've got to be kidding me! This is never gonna end!
You can't rush God's promises!
Would you please hurry up and get to the lesson in patience?
Patience? That's what I'm talking about!
I can't do this anymore, Bob!
Yeah, what he said! I'm burning hot out here! That helped a little.
Bob, I'm tired of waiting. I want to go home. I want my cookies. Now!
Junior, come on. This is why we're here.
For what, Bob? So I can miss the cookies my mom promised me?
No, Junior. You're eventually going to get the cookies your mom promised you.
Well, but what can I do in the meantime?
Well, do you trust that your mom's going to do what she said she's going to do?
Yeah. You're right, Bob. I'll get my cookies eventually. I shouldn't have gotten so upset. But we're still out of tape!
Oh, no. I got an extra if you want it. You mean it? Sure. It's the second season of Dancing with the Stars. You can tape over it.
Ready to roll! So, Abe, I too know how hard it is to wait calmly for something you really, really want. Tell us what happened next.
Then I got a new name, Abraham, which means father of many nations. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Then God made good on his promise. And sure enough, Sarah gave birth to a baby boy. The baby God promised 15 years earlier. Isaac. The boy that would become the father of Israel, the nation that would bless the whole world, all the way through King David to Jesus.
Wait, that's the end? You're done with the story?
Well, there's a lot more, actually. But as far as patience goes, it's a good place to stop.
Dad, can we shoot a few holes?
You got it, son. Come on.
What a nice story.
Aren't you glad you waited?
So there you have it. Patience. It's not always easy to wait, but God always comes through with his promises. Are you ready for your cookies now, Junior?
What? Already? Oh, boy! Cookies, here I come!
Do you suppose there might be some cookies for us?
Oui, oui, mon ami! Snicker, doodle for me!
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. Bob the Tomato, unable to sneeze, visits the sneeze doctor.
Please, can someone help me? I need to sneeze.
Boy, for the sneeze doctor, just take a seat. He'll be right with you.
Sneeze if you have to. Sneeze if you need to. Don't hold it in. Just be sure that you cover your mouth with a tissue. I will assist you. Sneeze all your troubles away. Add up to 150 miles an hour.
Interesting fact. The average sneeze travels at a rate of 100 miles an hour. In 2003, Dirk Evert of Grünholz, Germany, clocked in at 150. Way to go, Dirk!
Danke.
I think I have a remedy. Perhaps in my potpourri. I bought it from a merchant in Spain. For ultimate sneeze satisfaction, try allergic reaction. Take a deep breath. If it helps, you can squint at the sun. Or here's some pepper. Let's see. I know. I can try this feather. Don't be afraid. Set it free. Let it go. 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 Go, 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 go.
Interesting fact. The photic sneeze reflex, or sneezing when exposed to bright light, is a genetic trait found in 25% of the population, including Dirk. Gesundheit. Which, interestingly, means good health in German.
Ja!
Sneeze if you have to. Sneeze if you need to. Apologize. Accidentally sneeze on your neighbor. Oh, oh, hey, look at her. Offer them coffee and
This has been Silly Songs with Betty. Tune in next time to hear Dirk say,
Ich bin ein Schneezer.
Shoebox? Shouldn't you use the plywood, Jacques?
Let's see. Put on goggles. Turn on saw. Wear safety mask. Ear protection. Cut carefully. Turn off the saw. Nope. Way too much work. Cardboard it is.
But Jacques...
No buts, Maurice. I'm following in the footsteps of the great Leon Morang, the most beloved inventor in the world. He was born right here in Boo-Booville, you know. My hero.
Yes, I know. But...
Where's the glue, Maurice?
Your glue, Jacques.
What took you? Dihydroxy. Maurice, this stuff needs hours to dry. I don't want to wait. There, that'll do. Lickety split. Spit.
Gum? Instead of glue?
This'll be my greatest invention ever. The one that would make Mama proud.
Pretty.
No time for pretty. This is the one, Maurice. The invention that'll set the world on its ear. Think of all the people I'll help. I can't wait to show it to the guys at Pi today.
Pi? Today?
The Philanthropic Invention Enthusiast Club. Inventions for the good of all. That's Pi. I love Pi.
Jacques, did you forget about our practice today?
Practice?
Yes, practice. We need to get ready for the town's annual Boo Boo Bird Festival. We signed up as partners in the baguette relay race, remember?
Oh, don't worry, we're best buddies. I didn't forget. We're practicing during lunch, right?
Right. Did you make the sandwiches?
Over on the workbench.
There's only one. Did you forget mine?
I ate mine last night to save time.
And there's no peanut butter. Just bread.
Yeah, I was in a rush, so I skipped that part.
Jacques, really, you need to try a little patience or everything just leads to disaster.
Disaster? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about taking the time to do things right, Jacques. Like your brilliant idea for a steam-powered washing machine. You were so impatient to show your friends that you didn't fix the leak.
I changed it to a steam-powered lawn sprinkler. It'll help everybody in town during the next drought.
And your automatic knitting machine?
Yeah, got tired of waiting for the parts to be delivered. Besides, it makes fine waffles by poking dents in pancakes. If you don't mind the diesel flavor.
Jacques, you know, you don't even take time to be friends anymore.
Maurice, you gotta understand. From Paris to Toledo, inventions that are neato become ideas in which the world believes. Meanwhile, I'm impeded from success that would be sweetened if my genius wasn't faster than my means. My keys, please.
Oh, brother.
Gotta hurry, gotta worry, gotta step on it and scurry.
You just skipped a step and short a cut.
Gotta get to town by noon. Gotta make it fast and cheap. Gotta take a turn and
sheep.
Gotta venture random alleys till my pally's turning blue. My brain is so full, it's overflowing, but I'm sweating when I should be making wow.
How
know?
Before my memory, before I just get past all the details, I don't need to get it right unless it's right right now.
He won't ever get it right unless it's right right now.
Do you think maybe we could slow down?
Of course.
Is that underwear?
We're here. Attention, fellow pie lovers. Please recite the motto stated clearly at the bottom of the pie chart. We vow and how to mentor and invent our every whim and fancy true. So now allow me to introduce to you my latest patent pending do thingy. You first, Alphonse.
I thank my financial backer for this robot arm stacker.
You can't stack eggs.
I can.
You can't.
I can because they're square.
Well, get ready to scream. Oh, no. At my fancy telephono.
Who are you calling?
Well, I built just one, so no one else is there.
I pride myself on the only wall of cube-shaped breakfast in the town.
In the town?
At least it doesn't smell bad.
It's a better plan than you had.
We don't need to get it right because it's right right now.
They don't need to get it right unless it's right right now.
Hey, what do these pinwheels do?
They don't do anything, but they look awesome.
Not ready. We're still working out the kinks in this one.
Man, I took a whole 20 minutes to build that thing.
Oh, my precious telephono!
Chuck, what are we going to do now?
Oh, great! He's daydreaming again!
Years ago, I dreamed of old inventions built inside my head. But time goes slow, impatience grows. It takes less time and turns out fine to chuck the plan and get it done instead.
We bow
to mentor and invent our every whim true.
And now
to introduce what's patent pending to you. Before our memory fills, I just skip past all the details. I don't need to get it right unless it's right.
Right,
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 left,
wrong,
right now.
Impressive.
But where will you find a volunteer foolish enough to try it? Wow.
Oh, dear. Jock, Jock. I think this is high enough, Jock.
You call that high? I'll show you high. Luxembourgonia State? It's empty. There's no mad scientist. He's a myth. Myth.
I thought he was a mister.
What does the book say to do next? Where'd I put it?
Are you looking for this?
Careful. I need that book.
Oops.
Oops. Whoa! Don't panic. I'm in complete control.
Stop this crazy.
Taking too long.
Whew,
that was a close one. Oh no, this is horrible. My poor flying machine. Hey, look. Oh good. Could you fall a little faster? We need to get back to the lab. Thanks. Brush yourself off. Let's get going over.
That's it. I quit.
What do you mean you quit?
Quit! Retire! Taking a permanent hiatus! I've had enough of your impatience! It almost killed me!
But I made you that parachute!
You didn't make that! It was a prize in a cereal box!
Oh, yeah.
Frosted Cocoa Fluffs. Yummy. But you can't quit. You're my friend.
I can't afford to be friends anymore. Your impatience is hazardous to my health.
Is this about the relay race? Because I can...
You don't understand. And until you do, you can find a new assistant.
Wait.
Well?
You still have my book?
I dropped it.
Where?
In there.
Sounds like something important is about to happen.
Or lunch is about to be served.
It's Mayor LaBlue.
My good citizens of Boo Booville, as you know, we are approaching the annual Boo Boo Bird Festival. But as you also know, there has been no Boo Boo seen in this area for years and years. And because the boo-boos stay away, the peoples no longer come to see the boo-boos. Nobody comes anymore. It is an empty festival. So it is with a heavy heart that I must announce that we must cancel the Boo-Boo Bird Festival.
So the festival? In a baguette relay with Maurice?
Unless someone, an inventor perhaps, can find a way to make the boo-boo reappear.
An inventor? That's me.
If an inventor can invent such a device, I will appoint him the Minister of Inventions. And he will get to wear this fabulous hat.
Oh, I'll look stunning wearing that, baby.
The Minister of Inventions? Mama would be so proud. Think of all the things I could do. Maurice, let's get started. Oh, yeah. I need my book. Here, bookie. Oh. Oh, what could it be? Oh, come on, my little bookie. Where are you? I'll take that as a no.
Going so soon?
You're the mad scientist!
I get a little grumpy, but I'm generally amiable. For a mad scientist, eh?
I thought you were a myth.
I'm a mister, actually.
So, are you an inventor?
I used to be, back when I lived in Boo Booville. Hot beverage?
Sure. Nifty.
We all have the capacity for great inventions.
Oh, yeah, I'm an inventor, too.
Really? What have you invented?
Tons of stuff, and really fast, too. Except that, well, they sometimes don't end up working the way I planned.
Really?
Yeah. My flying machine crashed with my best friend in it. He didn't like that so much.
And you came up here looking for answers.
Yeah, my book. So, why'd you leave Boo Booville, anyway?
One word. Leon Meringue.
Leon Meringue? Wait, that's two words.
Leon became rich and famous when he invented that flying machine.
Oh, yeah. He was the best.
Oh, he wasn't so great. Not an ounce of patience in that man. He nearly ruined me. I vowed to make the discovery that had always eluded Leon Moran. So So I set up shop here. And after all these years, I finally made that discovery.
What is it?
That's it.
What, the sunflower seed?
Yes.
That's not a discovery. It's a snack.
Take this home. Plant it. You'll see.
See what? What does this have to do with anything? I thought we were talking about inventing.
A lot of people put great stock in Leon Moraine's book. But the Bible, a much greater book if you ask me, holds the answer you seek.
Enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Haste makes mistakes. Haste makes mistakes?
Impatience can lead to disaster.
That sounds familiar.
It takes time to get it right. So be patient day and night. And eventually you'll see. La 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 la, something, something, something.
I'll make you a deal. If you plant that seed, care for it, then bring it back to me when it's full grown. You'll get what you desire most.
Becoming the Minister of Inventions?
It's a fabulous hat.
Deal. Let's shake on it. This is the best shortcut in the whole world.
If that's the way you want to look at it.
See you later. Minister of Inventions, here I come.
Don't forget your book.
Clunk and a whirr, clickety-clack, humdinger-wee. Gizmos and gadgets are music to me. When my ratchets are spinning, I can't help but grinning. My tchotchkes and flatchkes and blue doohickeys, wee! My funnels and droppers and small rubber stoppers are closer than brothers can be. See? My gizmo devices are pleasant surprises when they all sing humdinger-wee. What am I doing? I don't have time for this. I've got a seed to grow. Clunk and a whirr, move it along, humdinger-whoa. Thingamabob, get on the job, on with the show. I'll ramp up the speed now, I'm watering this seed now. A liter, a gallon, it's ready to go. Hey, enough fertilizing, I'll try magnetizing. This plant's got no get up and grow. Huh? I can't help but see now, the problem is me now. So much for the humdinger. Oh, this is taking forever.
Hello and bonjour, Frère Jacques.
Look what we're working on.
Really, guys, not now.
You see, I was thinking all we need to get a boo-boo bird is a giant trap. You know, a cage or something.
How are you going to get him in there?
Oh, this is where Alphonse comes in. By building a giant girl boo-boo. Ha! It's going to be 50 feet tall.
How long is it going to take you to build that?
Oh, I don't know. One, maybe 2 hours. It's a big job.
So, what are you working on?
Oh, it's a secret. Yeah, a secret.
Uh-huh.
We get the message.
You don't want us around, I see. It's okay. We have better things to do. Au revoir! And I thought pie was for Sherry. I guess you thought wrong.
Aw, man. Now I don't have any friends. I've got zilch, nada. Nothing but a bucket of dirt. This is useless. Looks like it's back to the drawing board.
So, you're becoming a farmer now?
Huh? What? Huh? What?
I asked if you were becoming a farmer. You know, that takes a lot of patience.
Hey, looky there! It's working! It's working! It's working! It's working! Are you still mad at me?
I just came by to pick up my hammer. Well, here it is. Well, keep up the good work. I gotta go.
Yeah.
My dear son, the road through your life moves slow, filled with twists and turns mysterious. If you take your time and you pray this rhyme, you will take your days more serious. If you're willing to wait, your work will be great. Be patient and do things right. If you're willing to wait, your work will be great. Be patient and do things right.
But I forgot this song, so I rush along through my days and plans more hastily. And I soon lose track of the friends I lack, and I lose what means the most to me. So if I just slow down, if I look around, I would see there's more important things than what I create. And I'd learn to wait and enjoy the joys that life will bring. I am willing to wait, my work will be great. With patience, I'll do things right. I am willing to wait, my work will be great. With patience, I'll do things right. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. I am willing to wait, my work will be great. With patience, I'll do things right.
Madame et Monsieur, the time has come. The unveiling of the inventions to bring back the boo-boo.
Behold, the boo-boo trap!
Oui, but how does it work?
Simple, really. Once the boo-boo lands inside, it snaps shut, trapping him forever for our enjoyment.
But how do you get the boo-boo inside?
That, my purple mayor, is where I come in. You see, I thought to myself, what better way to attract a boo-boo than with a boo-bat? Just wait till I start her up. Quick, give her a nudge.
Read this here.
Any moment now.
Perfect. Maurice will be so proud that I stuck with it. Maybe we can still do the baguette relay. I'll show this to him first before I take it to the mad scientist. I mean, the scientist.
Is never gonna work. That's 2 hours and a box of rubber bands wasted.
I have no alternative now but to cancel the boo-boo festival.
Hey, where's Jacques? Maybe his invention will work.
Maurice, I did it!
You did what?
You know how you said I didn't have patience and couldn't finish things right?
Right.
Well, I did it!
Oh.
I get it. All right, everyone. I think I have a plan. But I'm gonna need your help, a little bit of patience, and a whole lot of sea.
we could do it.
This would be the perfect moment for a high five.
Yep.
Jacques?
No. We did it, Maurice. All of us.
Well done, Jacques.
Congratulations, my boy.
It's Leon Marang.
What? You're Leon Marang?
Yes, I was. I used to be that impatient old inventor until I learned what is truly important.
Well, but you said Leon Marang almost ruined you.
Yes, Jacques. Being Leon Marang almost ruined
you. Oh, clever.
And now I'm so happy to see you've truly learned one of the most important lessons toward becoming a great inventor. Patience.
Thank you, Monsieur Marang. Thank you.
Mind if I take it for a spin?
It would be my honor. Ready for the race, buddy?
I am willing to wait. My work will be great. With patience, I'll do things right. Are you willing to wait? Your work will be great. With patience, you'll do things right.
Wow, Bob, that was great.
I'm glad you liked it, Junior. And I hope you liked it, too. We're over here by QWERTY to talk about what we learned today.
And so what we have learned applies to our lives today. God has a lot to say in his book.
Did you bring a cookie for me?
In a sec. Be patient.
You see, we know that God's word is for everyone. Now that our song is done, we'll take a look.
Let's see if QWERTY has a verse for us today. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Hebrews 6:15.
Wow! Bonus verse! Nice one, QWERTY. Did you upgrade your RAM? Huh, buddy? Did ya? Enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Haste makes mistakes. Proverbs 19:2.
In our first story, we learned that Abraham and Sarah had to wait a long time to get what God promised them.
And even though the waiting wasn't easy, they knew that God would keep his promises.
That's right, Junior.
And in the second story, Jacques learned that being impatient leads to mistakes.
But when you're patient and take the time to do things right, great things can happen.
So, Samuel, I guess the best thing you can do is to wait patiently for your bike. And trust that God gives us exactly what we need when we need it.
Right again, Junior. About those cookies.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he's ready.
Ready for what? These were yummy cookies. They didn't belong to anybody, did they?
So that's all the time we have for today, kids.
Well, remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye. I can make you some more. Can you wait?